Well, sticking in Washington, President Obama wants to pass his health care plan before Congress goes on the August recess. But Friday's news from the Congressional Budget Office may have created some bumps in the road for the president there. The CBO reported they saw no way that the health care plan that's going to pass the House would decrease spending over the next decade. And that's the point that the president has said he wants to make. He wants to lower the cost of health care, the trajectory of the rise of health care costs. He said if he doesn't do it, he's going to veto the bill. And the CBO said it's not going to do it. Well, controlling one of the costs is his major goal, and so is giving insurance to 45 million Americans who don't have coverage. The president and others spent the whole weekend on the Sunday show is defending the plan.
I want to be very clear. I will not sign on to any health plan that adds to our deficits over the next decade. And by helping improve quality and efficiency, the reforms we make will help bring our deficits under control in the long term.
All right, the policies will save on the cost, but there's a lot of people in Congress who aren't convinced. Trudy Lieberman is director of Health and Medicine Reporting Program at SUNY's Graduate School of Journalism. Trudy, I think that most of us knew that the president's plan was going to cost a lot of money. Now the talkers in Washington are saying that the plan is teetering. I don't know if I buy that. We always expected this to be a tough fight, no matter whether it was Republicans or Democrats, right?
Well, I think we did expect it to be a tough fight, but there's been a lot of hype surrounding the plan, a lot of public relations, a lot of spin, both from the administration and other cheerleaders for the plan, from some of the grassroots advocacy groups that want this plan. But the cost issue has always been there. And the bottom line is that there really is not the cost savings that the administration hopes for in the plan. You're not going to get it out of health IT, and you're not going to get it out of preventive care, which is actually going to cost money.
Right. I said in the intro, by the way, I said SUNY. I should have said CUNY, which is City University of New York.
Correct.
So I apologize to all those university officials out there that I misassigned you. Well, okay, the cost is not going to come down, according to CBO. But the president keeps saying, and his allies in Congress keep saying, that all these CBO numbers that come out don't account for the fact that they can save a lot on preventive care. They can save a lot on keeping people healthier. It's just the CBO doesn't know how to account for it. And so then I cover Congress. This is going to be smoke and mirrors now.
Yeah, it is smoke and mirrors. I did a piece for CJR.org where I am a contributor and write a blog on health care reform. And we interviewed Louise Russell, and I believe she's also been on The Takeaway. She is the premier academic, has studied preventive care. And her conclusion, and all the academic studies have shown that preventive care, while it might be good in some cases, does not save money. It costs money. And that is one thing that the members of Congress simply do not want to understand.
All right. So what does the president have in front of him this week as he tries to balance his conservative Democrats in the House who say we're not going to support deficit increases and we can't support all this spending? And then in the Senate, where he's under pressure to do what he said in the campaign he wouldn't do, which is tax health benefits. But the bottom line is he needs the money. Where does he go from here?
Well, the real issue is that the money really isn't there based on what they're talking about now. Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon has said that the only big pool of money available is taxing employer-provided benefits. And we know that the unions do not want that, as well as some members of Congress.
Well, he's an advocate for gutting the employer-sponsored health insurance. We get our health insurance through our employers. He's an advocate for gutting that altogether. Ron Wyden.
Yes,
yeah.
Wyden does want to do that. But the point that Ron Wyden made was that that's the only place right now that you can get a big pool of money short of raising the payroll tax or a VAT tax or some other great big source of revenue.
Well, there's definitely a question about where the money is going to come from, you know, not just from, you know, for this specific issue, but also in general. There's a little bit on NBC's Meet the Press from Mitch McConnell talking about the difficulty of folding this into the overall picture.
We're going to have a deficit this year, $1.8 trillion, that's bigger than the deficit of the last 5 years combined. They passed a budget that puts us on a path to double the national debt in 5 years, triple it in 10, and here comes health care.
Okay, this is the senator from Kentucky, a state where, like everywhere else, people need health care, but he's raising the issue that it's just so difficult to do at this time. Is this the best of times, one where, as we examine all the budget priorities, this is a good one, or the worst of times to do this?
Well, I think that there is some urgency to get more people under the insurance umbrella. I mean, people are really hurting and they don't have insurance. But I think we have to look at what's happened in Massachusetts, where they brought lots of people into the insurance fold, but they didn't really have a sustainable way to pay for it. And those chickens are now coming home to roost in Massachusetts.
But doesn't business clamoring for this? It's not just the unions and the liberal groups like it was last time. You've got major corporations. Basically, everybody's clamoring for reform here real quickly, aren't they?
Well, they're saying they want reform just if it doesn't affect them too much.
That's classic. That's politics. Well, that's your takeaway right there. Reform as long as it doesn't cost me anything. Thanks, Trudy Lieberman, Director of Health and Medicine Reporting Program at CUNY's Graduate School of Journalism. Thanks for talking us through the healthcare debate.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.